The mic.
That's okay with everybody. So it is 1:21 p.m. on Friday, January 15th. We'll call to order the Tarrant County 911 District Board of Managers. And with that, we'll move to item number two, CARES Act. Shannar, do you want to carry us through this? And then I'll certainly provide my perspective of what we're doing here in Arlington.
Yeah, so on Monday we discussed what the various cities were doing, Tarrant County, Arlington, Irving, got an update from Army Buck Ramsbury. So the two options that were put out there besides not doing anything at all was implementing a continuation of a version of the CARES Act, was not following the CARES Act, or allowing the 80-hour provision that was previously given to continue. I had asked for 6 months, but Aubrey, I'm not opposed to the 3 months or revisiting in 3 months and then making a decision to extend it another 3 months. The concerns that were mentioned on Monday, Chief Carlson, that I have is I have a lot of staff with children, and this is where we're getting hit hard on our staff-wise. With the kids having to go back to school and college, as well as several of our staff members have wives and family members that are either teachers or preschool teachers or in the school system. And so it is affecting us. And so I'd ask the consideration of those, one or of those two resolutions. And there were some questions as far as funding goes. We do have the funding in our budget, both due to the increase of fees that we did this year, as well as the receipt of the CARES Act monies from last, reimbursement monies from last year are still eligible for use.
Okay, so just appreciate that input, and just for to share our perspective, what we're doing here in Arlington. Civilian employees, we've ended it, I believe, January, 1st of January. For public safety, we're going through March 31st. Because of the fact that the COVID vaccine is now available, that is a factor in consideration. I think one thing we probably want to consider about the opportunity for your team to be vaccinated, Shannar, is a factor in this. Because I think if the vaccine does become available for your team, that then that's less of a factor if they have the opportunity to get the vaccine and choose not to get it, then maybe the organization doesn't have the responsibility to provide this kind of benefit. But I do think there is a timeline for that, which there has to be allowance for people to get to the vaccine. And I don't know if you're quite there yet, so maybe certainly we could go to March 31st and evaluate as we go along. If we need to extend it a little further, we could certainly do that, or not, depending on what the will of the board is. Mr. Bronson, do you have something? Sorry.
The county has already extended through to March 31st, but one thing that I would request, Shannar, is on that second piece, the 80 hours of paid sick leave. I think we need to differentiate that as pandemic-related sick leave, since sick leave has a very specific meaning in our personnel policies that carries some compensation impacts.
Yes, we already have created another leave category last year that relates solely to the use of leave for COVID.
Okay.
Chief Spivey? It's your opinion, sir.
We've extended the 80 hours through the end of the budget year, kept it as COVID leave, but extended it all the way to September 30th
of
2021 for all employees.
Okay. And Aubrey, through March 31st?
The city of Grand Prairie is all employees through March 31st at this time.
And here, public safety is through the 31st. If the county is through the 31st, I think that's a reasonable starting point. If we need to go further, we look at what the situation is. Does anybody have a different perspective? Okay.
I move approval.
So we do have a motion, or Mr. Bronson, do you state your motion, sir?
I move approval of this CARES Act extension, parts one and two, through until March 31st, 2021.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
So we have a motion by Mr. Bronson and a second by Mr. Sorry, I'm standing here, guys, just catching up. Okay, so all in favor, signify by raising your hand, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, looks like the motion carries. Janar, you have your direction. We'll carry it from 31st.
Okay.
Until necessary for the board materializes.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thanks for taking time out of your day. Much appreciated.
All right, we've got anything else to report?
No, sir.
Okay, and we'll adjourn the meeting effective 1:28 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.